You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, the music's got me staying afloat. They assume it's this and that, but truthfully I'm getting this weight off. Hoping it pays off, I'm hoping to stay on top of my shit like a Muslim on their deen. They forget we really do this shit. Been banging out hits since 018. Oh, that's mean. LT send another, church AP on another, CRTZ the gums. I'm trying to rule all of it and give back to my mother, back to the hood I was raised in, always being patient. I knew my time gone come, blew a O, made a O, that's tough, had a O not done, another O, another O not done.
Every year add an O to my bank account, we got a show out of town for a large amount. We show up, shut down, got it down to an algorithm. I never gave two fucks about an algorithm. This isn't built on luck, it's algorithm. Designed by, refined by the ZIPPAS, MVP players, TAT native, the bitch not debated. See, I can do it sober or I could be sedated. I hate it outside, the ego is all inflated. Used to get way too high at Soraya's. Now I get handshakes, hugs like the mayor. It's too strange, the range is mind player. Watch me souffle it, had to ship up. Giving no fucks, never gave in. Never give up, never give up.
Don't think too much. If you don't mind, let your heart take the lead. I won't be rushed. Let's take our time, girl, it's only you and me.
Well, what are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear. What are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear. What are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear. What are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear.
Well, what are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear. What are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear. What are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear. What are we waiting for, my dear? You what I've been waiting for, my dear.
Don't think too much. If you don't mind, let your heart take the lead. I won't be rushed. Let's take our time, girl, it's only you and me. Don't think too much. If you don't mind, let your heart take the lead. I won't be rushed. Let's take our time, girl, it's only you and me.
Baby, I got some trees to burn up. We could just get down and get turned up. Usually I rip round on my learners. We could just park up and make saunas. Baby, I got some trees to burn up. We could just get down and get turned up. Usually I rip round on my learners. We could just park up and make saunas.
We can get X-rated, move like everywhere is Vegas. She said, boy, I miss your face. Me too, but just below the waist. We can get X-rated, move like everywhere is Vegas. She said, boy, I miss your face. Me too, but just below the waist.
Don't think too much. If you don't mind, let your heart take the lead. I won't be rushed. Let's take our time, girl, it's only you and me.
Leaping Tiger with Church and AP. The track is Carpe Diem. On the line, all the way over in London, we've got Leaping Tiger, aka Jacob. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, Rachel, I'm good. Yeah, how are you?
Good, so nice to chat with you. Congratulations on your new album, Godspeed, which just came out on Friday. How have you been? How's London treating you?
Oh man, it's been really, really good. Yeah, I've been really loving it over here.
You've been there for, I'm trying to remember how long now. How many months? Or is it a year almost?
Coming up. It was soon going to be coming up on a year. I left in July of last year.
So not far off a year now. How are you feeling about it? Do you feel kind of like you're settling into that space, catching up with the pace of it? What's the sort of vibe for you at the moment?
Yeah, I think now like I'm definitely settled in. Because I came back to New Zealand for summer for a little bit and then got back in February. So now has really just been like settling in. It's been winter over here, so just kind of like chilling and getting used to it all. And no, it's been really nice.
It feels like a big context for the new album is this time in London. I mean, you've got the closing track, Godspeed, has a recording of the sort of flight landing in Heathrow, which I found really lovely. What's the kind of concept, I guess, behind the new record?
Yeah, so that was like fully, like, I guess all my albums are kind of autobiographical and really reflect where I'm at in life when I make them. And yeah, this one was just sort of the reflection of the transitional period in my life that was moving to London. And that sample at the end was actually the recording of my flight when I moved over here, touching down at Heathrow, which is, yeah, a nice little addition.
I really like that, even though you're over in the UK at the moment, you've brought Tāmaki Mates with you, obviously Church and AP. Ngangeko is on a track as well. We've also got a Polly Hill feature lined up to play shortly. Tell us a wee bit about, I mean, who you've kind of been bouncing these ideas around with, who's been your collaborators on this, and how much of it has been you just trying to really work on your own and work out ideas. What's it looked like putting this together?
Yeah, so like, well, the thing with this record was I had like fully recorded it and pretty much made it right up until maybe a week before I actually left. And I wanted it to be a really good timestamp of my time coming up in the New Zealand independent music scene, which is why I included all the guys that you mentioned, and then also uncredited on the album as well is JY Lee, you know, Tāmaki's favorite sax player, and of course Sapati as well, Disciple Party, also known as Party AF. Just getting all the homies on it pretty much was really important to me, and bouncing ideas off them. And yeah, Church was actually, well, both Church and AP were like a really big hand in sort of like making the concept of the album and sort of like forging it into what it is.
So what kind of conversations are you having with people like Church and AP when you are trying to work out the, I guess, the core of an idea?
I guess, I mean, like, they're just really, like, creative dudes, just, like, right off the bat. And, like, I think I'm not really one for studio sessions, but with those guys, I guess because we know each other pretty well at this point as well, it's sort of just, like, conversations just turn into really strong ideas. And that's sort of what they did. Like, we were just talking about like where I was at in life and stuff like that. And then they connected the dots between the music and sort of this idea of like leaving home and everything that I didn't even see myself, which was super cool.
That's awesome. Sometimes you do need your mates to be the mirror to what you're actually trying to work through, because it can be quite hard to see what you are, you know, kind of in the middle of a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Who have you been hanging out with in London? What's your kind of crowd that you've found yourself rolling with since landing over there?
Yeah, so over here, it's been really cool. I've been sort of hanging around. I had like a couple mates that were over here from back home. But aside from that, I literally didn't know anyone. And
scary and yeah, exciting, yeah.
Scary and exciting, yeah, is a really good way to put it. But I don't know, just from going to gigs and things like that, I've met a lot of really cool people, a few cool artists as well. It's been interesting. I mean, I'm still kind of at the start of this whole journey, so
yeah,
still figuring it out as we go. But no, it's been awesome.
Coming out of a scene like in Auckland and the independent scene, and obviously you're still part of that because even though you're not in the scene, those are still your mates, they're still your collaborators and your friends. But
absolutely,
what's it like, I guess, trying to find a new pocket? How have you sort of been navigating those different sonic landscapes and different kind of worlds that exist in a big kind of overwhelming city like London, where you've got, you know, layers and layers of different subgenres and clubs that play different things? What's it been like trying to dive into a pocket there?
It's been cool. It's been really cool. It's kind of like I've had to learn to approach it in the only way that you really can. And that's just all just by taking it in and just figuring it out. And I thought I could maybe go into it the same way that I did in Auckland, which was just kind of like going to K Road and stuff. But of course here, there isn't just like one road for the whole city to come to and like experience all this stuff. So Yeah, it's been really cool just kind of asking people. A lot of word of mouth actually here has been really helpful for just finding different pockets and different venues and spaces that I really like. And yeah, it's been cool, but it's definitely a completely different story to Tamaki.
Yeah, totally. I think it's really interesting knowing now that you had a lot of these tracks ready to go before you got to the UK. The sort of final track, that landing in the UK thing, feels like that transitional jump-off point. What have you found yourself working in or working through since being in London musically?
Yeah, so since being here, there's been a pretty big sonic shift, which I guess happens with every sort of era, I guess. With my music, but yeah, over here I've been exposed to just way more, just like in terms of genre and style, and that's really been influencing my music lately. And I know we're talking about this record, but I'm also like fully kind of like nearly done with like the skeleton of like the next one.
I don't think we've ever interviewed you, Jacob, where you've not already had one foot in the next project though.
that's true. Yeah, and that's been coming together really fast, and it sounds nothing kind of like this one, but yeah.
That's very exciting. I mean, well, this is a beautiful thing for us to listen to right now, and I highly recommend people go and check it out. Where can people get Godspeed in their lives, Jacob?
Absolutely everywhere. Yeah, all streaming platforms, everywhere digitally, and then hopefully can do a physical thing in the near future.
Oh, watch that space for sure. We're going to listen to Honest, which features Polly Hill on it. Tell us a wee bit about this track, Jacob.
So this track was actually one of the first tracks that I had started on. It was a song that didn't actually make the cut from Soul Sleep.
True.
But I just thought it was really good. And yeah, included it on this one. Got Paloma to hop on it, and she really just made it what it is. Yeah, just sort of a beautiful kind of pseudo-sad breakup track. But yeah.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to diving into it. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Jacob, for staying up. I guess it's not super late there. It's like maybe 9:45 or something now. Is that right?
It's not crazy. Yeah, not crazy.
Not quite past your bedtime yet.
No.
Hey, thanks so much for chatting with us, Jacob. Best of luck on all the music you're working on at the moment. And thanks for this great record. We'll see you soon.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Lots of love.
Fucked you better, hey? Yeah, I said it's whatever, can't believe that. Babe, you took a little more than just a piece of me. It's something you say or you move that way, unbearably plain to see. Put a smile on my face when I walk in the place, but you're making it hard for me, yeah. I'm picking up the pieces, babe. Stains from my stitches on this plain white tee. Let you in a way I can honestly say is unbearably rare for me. So I put a smile on my face when I walk in the place, but you're making it hard for me.
That is Leaping Tiger with a beautiful new track called Honest, featuring Polly Hill. That comes from Godspeed, which is the new album out now in all the usual places.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.